Welcome to the Wiley Manager Podcast, your place for just-in-time management advice, on the web at wileymanager.com.
Welcome back to your Wiley Manager Podcast. Today, Jed, we're dealing with resistance.
Resistance is futile.
Yeah, this is what I thought. Your own distinctiveness will be added to our own.
I beat you to it. I thought I'd beat you to the Star Trek reference.
Yeah, good work. You knew it was coming, didn't you?
Well, I'm sure you'll find four or five more spots to slip it in.
Yeah, you betcha. But before we start, this is our new segment that we like to call Viewer Mail. We've had somebody else get in contact with us via iTunes, which is mighty sporting of them because that's no easy feat.
Yes.
And it's somebody called I'm ESP, which could mean anything, right?
It's a psychic.
Remember the old days when people used to use their real names? But nevertheless, we do appreciate the feedback, especially when it's good, particularly when it's on iTunes, because that affects our ratings. So, and this one, Jed, is I've been listening to a number of executive coaching podcasts, and this is one of the best. I would recommend it.
Very good. Well, we very much appreciate your recommendation, I'm ESP. That's great. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, and we'd be amazed that we would fall into the executive coaching. We sort of think we deal with frontline and mid-level managers, but you know, maybe there's some executives out there that pay attention to the Wiley Manager guys too. You never know.
Awesome.
Yeah, right on. So tell us about today's show, Jed.
Yeah, so on today's podcast, we're going to talk about dealing with resistance. So this is the kind of resistance that might crop up with your team. You know, should you be trying a new initiative, maybe there's a project that you're working on or a new way that you're going to be attacking a process or a procedure at work. So when something new comes along, any kind of change, you might find yourself dealing with one or more people on your team that are possibly resisting that change. So we're going to talk about how to identify resistance.
Yeah.
Calling out that resistance.
Yes.
And then, you know, there's really only one way to deal with it, and that is discussing resistance before we finish it up with, as usual, our three things.
It's all a little bit like a game show, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, let's jump right into, what's our first one, identifying resistance?
Yeah, so like the agenda, there's sort of three steps. Identify it, call it out, and then discuss it. So identifying resistance is something that you need to sort of be diligent for and watching for, because you might not, you know, they might not come over to you and say, hey, Bob, I think this is a really terrible idea.
Yeah, I think I'm going to resist now, Jed. So now is your cue as the manager to coach me as the employee through it, because I'm going to resist now.
That's right. It's going to be less clear than that. It's going to show up in different kinds of ways. So it might show up in things like missed deadlines, you know, people using excuses. There might be some finger pointing, perhaps.
Sure.
Analysis paralysis. They just keep looking at the problem. They just never seem to want to move to action.
Yeah.
One of the harder ones to figure out that it may be in fact resistance is silence. They're not saying a thing, good, bad, ugly. They're just, you know, nodding in their head and smiling, and that's really about as much as you get out of them.
You bet. We're on that. Don't you worry about a thing. Watch this space. Plenty more coming. Just keep. Yeah, that's it. So
yeah. So if you see those sorts of things popping up around a new initiative, a new idea, you might be facing some sort of resistance. That there's cues that are being sent. You just need to make sure that you're got your antenna up and you're becoming aware.
Yeah, and it's an interesting one too, because oftentimes these things, if in certain organizations, if people just stay under the radar long enough, things sometimes go away. Right. So when people have been, you know, this is what's been reinforced historically. So this is why I say, as a manager, you have to kind of be on the lookout for these things.
Right. Yeah, by all means, especially when you're going through some kind of change, because they might not, you know, you're not going to see it as coming out as anger or outward resistance. It can be much more passive than that, much more often.
Yeah, and that's the easy one to deal with, right? So when somebody does get hostile with you or say, you know what, I think this is a really dumb idea, right? Well, great. So now you've got something you can address, right? And you can, you know, do your thing as a manager and try to win them over. Or if that doesn't work, you can tell them that's the way it's going to be and they better get in line. But either way, you can deal with it quickly, as opposed to these other more subtle ones that you bring up.
Much trickier. They still think it's a dumb idea. They're just not telling you.
Right on. And it could very well be a dumb idea. So our next step is to actually say, okay, we've, as a manager, you or me or whoever the manager is, we've said, okay, I'm not entirely sure, but I think I've got some resistance here. So it's I'm seeing the signs. So it's time to go out and actually state it for what it is. Put it on the table.
Yeah, and I think before you get to that point, you want to maybe gather a bit more intel, right? So if Bob misses a deadline, you know, that might, if you jump to the resistance conclusion right away, you might find yourself off base a little bit. So I would suggest do a bit more intel. There might just be, oh, I don't know, a third-party provider that didn't provide something to Bob that he needed in order to get his half of it done. who knows? So make sure you do gather some intel before you move to this next stage. But once you get there, you're going to have to, and I'm going to suggest you take out the Wiley Manager coaching model template where you can jot some of these ideas in preparation for the next step. But, you know, jot down some bullet points that can describe and, you know, in simple, direct language, what kinds of things you're seeing that are causing you to believe that there might in fact be an underlying motive of resistance to this rather than just a simple missed deadline. So jot down what you're seeing, how you're seeing that resistance show up, even how it's making you feel perhaps might help you in the next phase. But try and use some direct and neutral language that you're going to be able to then leverage when you call out that resistance during the next stage.
Right. So you don't necessarily want to go on the warpath right away. You do, however, do want to, after you, as you've suggested, gather the information that you need to get, you do want to at least put it on the table that, you know, here's what I've noticed, right? We talked about, I was kind of expecting this thing last Monday. You know, is there a reason why I haven't seen that yet?
Yeah, and I think this is, you know, sitting down and preparing for a conversation that's going to turn into a good coaching opportunity is always a good idea rather than trying to wing it necessarily. So this is really just about, in terms of calling it out, let's figure out if you can, you know, call it out for what it is, jot some of those ideas down, and prepare for the next step, which is discussing the resistance.
Right on. And so, Jed, you mentioned the Wiley Manager coaching model. So we've got all kinds of stuff on that back at the website at www.wileymanager.com. There's also, I'm thinking, we did a whole series of stuff with planning out one-on-one meetings with various employees, and we've got sort of meeting templates and those kind of things. So those are all back for members, all back at the website, and they could be very helpful in this situation. But nevertheless, even without all of those materials, you maybe quickly can run us through the next phase of this, which is actually discussing the resistance for which you do use the Wiley Manager coaching model.
Yeah, I use this because it's going to help you get to a point where some action is going to be agreed upon between you and the person that you're having the discussion with to change things going forward, right? You want to have a conversation where you're going to be able to uncover and call out that resistance and have a good discussion with the person about what's going to be done differently in order to make this thing, make the outcome different in the future. So there's 5 steps to the coaching model: context, clarify, create, commit, and close.
Yeah.
The previous step about calling out resistance, that kind of stuff goes into the context and clarify sections of the 5 steps. So
okay,
what is it that we're talking about? Why is it important? That's what really goes into the context. You can just jot down a couple of bullets in there to help you kick off the conversation, if you will. It's in that clarify section of the coaching model where you've jotted down some of the ideas around what you're seeing, how you're seeing that resistance show up. So what's been happening and why you think that might be, you know, a cause for concern, and why you think that might be actually a form of resistance that you now want to talk to the employee about. So how is it making you feel about their approach to the new direction, their approach to the project, or whatever it is that they might be resisting at that point in time? So really, you've got those 2 things figured out. What you don't have figured out is the create stage, right? So what are you going to do in order to make this thing move ahead, to move forward? You might have some ideas, have some of those ready to go, but I usually like to try and ask the employee themselves for some ideas to try and help us get past this. So once you've set the context, once you've clarified what you're seeing and how it's making you feel, you know, something as simple as, so Bob, you know, what do you think we might be able to do about this in order to move forward? See what Bob has to say. This is a 2-way dialogue to try and solve this problem. And that's where you sort through how might you solve for this problem? How might you be able to move forward in the create phase of the coaching model?
Right. And this is where you're going to want to be listening very careful for things, for cues, or maybe even things that you're not hearing. Right.
Yes.
So, you know, again, sometimes there's a very simple explanation for some things, like, yeah, we didn't get the parts. Right.
Yeah.
Other times there's other things that going on. And it's in this phase of the coaching model that if you've got your antenna up and you're listening carefully, that you can learn these things. Right.
Well, you might even go back and forth between create and clarify a couple more times, because you might ask more why questions to get more clarity, which is actually the clarify section. So great. Ask more why questions. But eventually you have to move to the stage that says, okay, I better understand that. How are we going to move past it? What are we going to do differently is really what you discuss in the create phase.
Right. And then so eventually we move to something different is going to happen, and it's going to be this, right?
Yeah.
So that's the next phase.
That's the commit phase. So you might have chatted about 3 or 4 different ideas in order to move forward, right? So the commit is, well, let's pick the 1 or 2 that we are going to actually both agree that is the right course of action going forward. And that's what you determine during the commit stage.
Right. And sometimes, I'm thinking of different management literature I've read where they say, well, you know, you just spend lots of time going back and forth between our version of the clarify and create stage. And, you know, we hold hands, we sing kumbaya, and we'll come up with a mutually beneficial solution to this. Well, guess what? In real life, as the manager, sometimes you're going to have to say to people, okay, I've heard your feedback. I've listened carefully to what you've said. I understand your hesitation around this, but I'm now here to tell you that this is the way that it's going to be.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah,
that could be the way it goes down. You know, hopefully more often than not, you're able to do a bit of both.
But right.
Here's what I need you to do because I think this has to happen in order for us to be successful. And I liked your idea about this as well. Let's do that idea as well.
Okay. So we get to this and then we get to, and we've already started, I think, talking about the close phase, but is there anything else you want to add about that?
No, really, that's just getting out of the conversation, right? And saying, hey, thanks for the candid feedback. I now better understand, you know, why I'm seeing what I'm seeing. And hopefully you're committed to change going forward. And perhaps there's a date at which in the future you will touch base with them again to make sure that things are still on track.
Excellent. Okay. And I should remind everybody too is that as you and I sit here and discuss it might sound like we're throwing all kinds of structure and process around something and we're actually complicating your world. Well, this is the opposite actually of what we do here at Wiley Manager. So I'm going to suggest to people that there are times when as a manager, you know, you are going to want to sit down for 20 minutes or half an hour and plan these conversations out. And there's other circumstances where you can do this on the back of a napkin fairly quickly. All right.
And once you practice it a few times, once you get comfortable with the idea that I need to move through these five steps in some sort of way, and yes, I might have to go back and forth a little bit. You do it in your head, right? You don't even have to at all times. You don't jot these things down. We're suggesting that if the conversation is more complex or perhaps more emotional or more difficult, the time spent in preparation will serve you well.
Okay.
But even if you get the drive-by coaching opportunity. If you can think about how this works, okay, I got to clarify what the situation is. Now we got to create some ideas for solving it. Now I need to get commitment behind which solutions we're going to try. It's not that hard to remember how to do these things, right? So
right.
Work this through. Make sure you get to touch base on all five steps. As you practice, it'll become quite a natural way for you to coach.
Okay, great. All right, well, leave us with cue the music, and let's get our three things.
One, two, three.
All right, so the first one is leadership is a contact sport, which another way of saying these things are corrected and fixed one conversation at a time.
Right.
They're not going to get fixed by you ignoring it. They're not going to get fixed by you just delaying those conversations. Once you're seeing it, once you're pretty clear that something needs to get discussed, the best way to do it is by having that conversation.
Right. And a quick reminder here is that some of these conversations aren't fun. So we say leadership is a contact sport, wear a cup.
Yeah, another great reason to prepare for some of those more difficult ones that aren't going to be that much fun, Neil. They'll go better for you, which is the point number two.
Right.
Use the coaching model template to help you prepare for some of those conversations that might be a bit more difficult than others. Spend
right.
some time jotting down some of your ideas about, you know, how you're seeing, in this case, resistance showing up. How are you gonna bring that to the person's attention during the clarify stage of the coaching model? Hey, Bob, here's what I'm seeing and here's what I'm thinking.
All right. And so that little bit of preparation pays huge dividends if we do it properly. So number three
is when it makes sense, involve them in the problem solving effort. You know, you mentioned earlier, Bob, that sometimes you just have to read the riot act. Yes, but I would say 90% of the time, if you can involve them in the problem solving effort, they're going to come up with similar ideas to what you would have come up with anyways. And they're going to be much more committed to the change if in fact it's their idea versus you reading them the riot act. So 90% of the time, you're better off involving them in the problem solving effort versus just telling them the way it's going to be.
Right on. So as we mentioned, there's your three things. And as we mentioned, we have a ton of stuff back at the website to help with this, whether it be around the coaching model or one-with-one meetings. We've done stuff on having difficult conversations. There's lots of resources back at www.wileymanager.com if you want more dirt. If you want to connect with us on this, you're always welcome to send us an email, or you can connect with us by Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, or iTunes, I guess, too. Or YouTube. We're on all the channels.
Holy smokes. We're everywhere, Bob.
Yeah, we really are. Okay, Jed, until next time, we'll see you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Wiley Manager podcast. If you have some comments or questions about today's show, please let us know at facebook.com/WileyManager.